Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
So I'm hanging out with some friends tonight, and we've been kind of doing these things where we just don't, like, drink. Like, we're... I don't want to sound too sexy here, but we're going to have, like, hot tea and stuff and just hang out and catch up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to... One of the friends was like, what do you want us to bring? And Nicole's like, your favorite tea. Hey, we'll have the hot water. Oh. Yeah. So it's going to be a super sexy evening.
Yeah.
Watch out. Things are going to get crazy. But, you know, it kind of goes hand in hand with Gen Z not drinking.
Yeah.
It's a big thing right now. Alcohol sales are in the toilet. It also goes along with this article out of Men's Fitness talking about the wellness drink trend right now called functional beer. So it's beer that's basically non-alcoholic, but it's fortified with vitamins and supplements. You're going to drink this beer and you're going to get your ashwagandha, your natural botanicals, your electrolytes, your probiotics, but you're getting your drink on. They are calling it essentially a feel-good buzz now. So you're getting that buzz without the booze.
I love that.
And I feel like I would try this. You got to be careful with the probiotics, though, because that'll make you poop your pants.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's
you don't want to be in there hanging out with a group of friends pooping your pants, I'll tell you that
And
much.
You're not even drunk.
Yeah, right.
But I'm kind of on board with this, where you can have the taste of beer. You can have your chicken wings and have your non-alcoholic beer. But while at the same time, you're kind of getting some stuff that's good for you.
Yeah. Well, and sodas did this a while ago. The probiotic stuff, the healthy
sodas.
Yeah,
poppy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going on. The other thing going on with the Zers out in the dating world is something called inflata dating. It's trying to date in the midst of massive inflation right now.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's trying to do budget-friendly dates. They say instead of having reservations at a fancy place, you might be hitting up, I don't know, like a Arby's, and then you go home and watch reruns of Shark Tank or something.
I don't see anything wrong with that.
You say it could
be a positive shift in people's love lives. You're prioritizing creativity and connection over financial flexing.
Well,
not a bad idea.
And taking strain off your wallet is going to make both of you happier, which makes for a better relationship. I just went out with the baby Nana for her birthday, and for two of us to eat, and she had one drink, $140.
Yeah, it's nutty right now.
See, and as a man, Katie, too, like as the man, when you're taking a girl out, like you go out and spend $200. Let's say you drop $200 on a nice steak dinner, and the date doesn't even go well.
I know.
You're pissed. You're in a horrible mood.
This way you can get them back to your house super easy, Josh.
That's,
you want to go back to watch Shark Tank?
You got the meats.
Shark Tank.
Now, there's this other crazy trend, though, that you know the high rollers are talking about with the Ubers.
So on the opposite end of that, they have this story about dates and how the dating question that's literally like tearing people apart. It's called the Great Uber Debate. And people are asking like about when you have a date and whether or not they're sending a car for you. Apparently, that's a thing. And one person actually, it really started to spread on X because somebody came out and was like, every good man I've ever been on a date with has sent a car and then said, usually the Uber Black. So they're really spending for that extra. Yeah. And so now it's kind of a thing on social media where women specifically are kind of grading men on this behavior, whether or not they send a car for your first date. Now, they have the cons as well because they're like, well, he could also be a serial killer. He knows where you live for the first date,
but
which is never
with
good.
That, you can always say, you know, you can have the Uber pick me up at, you know, different cross street. Pick me up at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, there's
you
ways
pick
you can
your,
get around
your
it,
location.
But that is one of the arguments here is like, you know, I don't want a guy sending a car for me. Then he knows where I live, or then it's too much control. He's going to expect something.
I get it.
You know, but there are women out here who will not even say hi to you unless you send a
but
car
you know
for
what?
Them.
Like, I have never heard of this before. No, I would never even think to send
an
Uber.
Same.
Never. That wouldn't even cross my mind. But what a flex that is.
I mean, it's called the new chivalry. It's like, that's kind of how they're looking at it.
It's like sending a horse and buggy.
Yes.
To pick you up. Fair maiden, I shall send you an Uber Black. A high-class steel carriage will be picking you up in the form of a Cadillac Escalade.
Uber Black.
And then thou shalt meet me for some meat on a stick.
I have the meats.
I have the meats.
Maiden.
And then later that evening, we shall create the beast with two backs. We shall procreate.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Is that
wow.
how guys talk nowadays?
No, I don't think.
Exactly.
I hope not.
Yes. Come
scary.
Here, fair maiden.
That was
become
scary.
Thy wench for the evening.
Oh, Jeremy. Thine
boy, this really
stop
got
it.
Weird. We were just talking about Uber.
Stop it.
I can't stop it. Once they start, I can't.
No,
I'm
gonna
sorry.
I'm going to need you to stop that right
it's
now.
It's a problem I have,
oh, I know.
Lady. All because Katie said something kind of silly off the air yesterday. I was like, let's talk about that on the show.
There it is. Yeah, and I thought about it in the bathroom. So that's where all the best ideas
overshare.
Come from. No, seriously. Like, that's where all the good stuff comes from. And I just asked you guys, if animals could talk, which one do you think would be the rudest, the biggest jerk? And
I love this.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it all day. So I think it's awesome.
Okay, so there's your question. Phone lines are already ringing.
Yes.
If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
Yeah.
What animal would be the biggest jerk? Well, since this was your goofy idea while you were sitting on the toilet, you can start.
Ooh, can I start?
Okay. I wish you would.
Here is what I thought that would be the perfect jerk animal, and that is a dolphin. And I tell you why.
Yeah, tell
this
me
my
why.
Explanation. Because they're super smart. And so they would make you think that you're the smart one. And then out of nowhere, here they come with all their smartness. And you know what I mean? They can actually plan things like.
They're cocky.
Dolphins
I think.
Are super. And they're adorable and cute. And they make the cutest noise. So they totally come out of nowhere.
And they're behind,
of their, sudden,
behind your back. They're like, that person's
stupid. You're
stupid.
They slap you upside with their fin. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying, dolphins. Probably
that's what you're
secret
picking?
Jerks. Probably secret jerks. Yeah.
Because dolphins are so like helpful. Like if you're drowning in the ocean, like a what do they call it? A school of dolphins?
Yeah,
a team of dolphins? They come up on you and they will help you. They will save
will
you.
Will they? Have you ever came across a school of dolphins? Do
no.
you know that that's what they do?
Let's help this humor.
I think those are just
put your finger in my blowhole.
Yeah, dolphins in the wild.
All right, well,
they
you
don't
do
play.
You.
They don't play.
Not off to a good start, you
what
guys.
What do you mean? Dolphin is a perfect pick.
If animals could talk, which ones would be the biggest jerks? That's the question this morning. 303-691-1649. Call us right now. 303-691-1649. I think I am going to go with the goose.
The gander, huh?
The gander. 100%. I think the goose that you see at the parking lot, if they could talk, they would be yelling at you because they're already mean in
yeah.
the park, right?
They already act like they own everything. Yeah. The
they hiss at you. They yeah. snap at you. And I think if they could talk, they would, you know, be little smart arses. Hey, I'm trying to walk here. They'd be chasing kids. Get out of my park.
Yeah.
Get out of my park.
That's how they'd sound, too.
Get out of my park.
All the geese are from Jersey.
Hey, get out of here.
You know? And you know the ones, have you seen the geese that have almost like the little chicken thing on their face? Like a gooster?
No.
You know what I mean? It's like, so the, you know what I mean, right?
Take a
like
look into my face here.
Those are the super mean ones.
Like, yeah. You got a problem with my face? Come over
yeah,
here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to snap a finger off
come
with
here.
My beak.
Let me at
bring
him.
It. Bring
let
it.
Let me at him with
yeah.
their wings.
100%.
Like,
yeah, with my yeah, wings? Yeah. You like these wings? Look at these wings. I slap yeah. you upside your head with these wings. I'm a goose. Huh? Bring it.
Why do you sound so much like a cute.
Hey, I know geeses.
You do.
If animals Badly. Could talk, which ones would be the biggest jerks? Somebody wrote in and said the seagull.
Yeah.
Because they're like flying thieves. Like they would now, as they swoop down and steal your sandwich, they'd be like, do better, rookie!
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sure, pigeons are on that same line, right?
Ooh,
like, yeah.
Just pooping
yeah.
all over you.
I'm eating your crumbs, you jerk! Ah! Hide your sandwich next time, you punk! Ah!
Rookie move.
And then I love the two or three people who wrote in and said chihuahuas. If chihuahuas could talk,
so
they'd
money.
Be punks, man.
Yeah, yeah.
They'd be like, whoa, come at me.
What?
Come at me.
Huh? Yeah. Going to, that's the thing, is they do that to everyone, no matter the size.
Chihuahuas
so that's
are mean.
Chihuahuas.
Come on over here.
Mean.
I'll shank you.
They're mean.
Shank you very much. Whoa, mean chihuahua, get away from me. Is it, it's Yevgeny, right?
That is correct.
Nailed it. All right, buddy. If an animal could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
All right. Well, I provided an answer to the guy on the call, but I'm going to throw an audible there.
Okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. What you got?
Another bird. I'm going to go with an ostrich.
Oh. Wait a second. Let me think about this.
Because they're big, right?
Yeah.
Like,
they're intimidating.
Scary down. Again, with the wingspan, like, let me at him.
And they'd be whacking you with their neck.
Let me at him.
How do you think that ostrich, well, I don't want you to cuss. Don't cuss, but how do you think that ostrich would act and sound like?
Well, it's tall, it's awkward, it's got the long neck. It can't fly, it can run.
Right.
It's got that big, bulbous body. So I think if it could talk, it'd be just annoyed with its entire existence.
It sounds a little like Katie, honestly.
Shut up!
With the big, bulbous body.
Bulbous body's crazy, Jeremy. Shut up.
No wonder he's mad. He's got a bulbous body and he can't fly.
He can't fly.
He'd be a grumpy bird for sure.
That little head. Ugh.
Yeah, he's like, I got a little head and a big, bulbous body. Get out of my way.
Duh.
I don't want to go to Costco. I hate being this type of bird. I can't even fly.
The can't fly part is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to the zoo.
Evgeny, that was good.
That's pretty solid. Here's Kat. Hi, Kat.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. If animals could talk, which one would be the biggest jerk?
I think monkeys would be, like, total troublemakers.
Yeah. They can almost talk.
Like, they throw poo at people at the zoo.
Yeah.
And think of, like, monkeys when you see those videos where they steal people's booze and they get all drunk. Like, imagine what they're saying the whole time.
A little drunk monkey.
Oh, I want a little drunk monkey.
A little drunk monkey just rambling, throwing obscenities at people before they throw their poo.
Yeah.
It's like someone's
little frat boys. They're like, oh, my God, hold my beer. Watch
yes.
what I can do.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
That's funny.
They're like someone's drunk uncle at Thanksgiving. Like, that's the drunk
totally.
Monkey.
Could you imagine the little monkey talking like the frat bro? He's like, bro, we're like monkeys and stuff. Let's throw some poo.
I like the drunk uncle. It's the drunk
uncle. The drunk uncle.
Drunk
that's pretty good, Kat. Thank you for the call.
That's funny.
Dude, let's throw some poo at people and then go play flag football. It's
exactly.
going to be awesome, and then we'll hit the gym because we're like monkeys.
Do you even lift, bro?
Do you have a monkey, bro? How much can you lift with your tail, homie? I love throwing poo. Iris.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, hi, Iris. How old are you?
I'm 13.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry you had to hear about the monkeys throwing poo.
Yeah,
now it feels weird. Feels a little weird, right? All right, so if animals could talk, which one would be the meanest?
I think a shark because they're hungry, and the ones in Finding Nemo were really rude. Dory and Nemo.
You know what? You nailed
it. That's such a good point.
You nailed it.
Yeah.
Disney knew what was going on.
Fish sharks are food, not friends.
Yeah,
or
sharks
friends,
would
not food.
Be.
Katie. Jeez.
Messed that up, didn't I?
That's how sharks actually think.
That's why they're jerks.
Thank you guys for having some fun with us this morning. Jeremy, Katie, Josh. Here at Mix 100, bro.
Yeah.
Sharks, man.